BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But the tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get out of the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
What's up? Welcome to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today? I am Kevin.
And I'm Edwina.
And as y'all can see, we not in the same place. We ain't at the Boss Fest couch. We out here in these streets putting in work. And we ain't at the Boss Fest table, at the Boss table. I'm out here in these streets putting in work. Hey, but we here to deliver another show, some more content. See, check on y'all, see how y'all doing. Man, how was y'all week? Feel like we ain't been here in a while. Feel like we missed a couple of Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's been a few Wednesdays. Happy to be back, but we have been busy and on the go. So excited for what we've been up to.
Yeah, see, last week we was dealing with the event, Pain City, the Entrepreneur Shift. Was that the weekend before last? One of those weekends, we was dealing with that. Then before that, we was at Fandom. So we was working on the Saturday. So that's why y'all was able to still feel like you was getting the Boss Fam without actually seeing us on the Wednesdays. But listen, we're here on Wednesday to deliver some game because we feel like we need it. We feel like we need it right now. I'm just... turn off all these devices around me. But hopefully... we ready to put in work, man. If y'all ready to put in work, man, put it in the chat, man. Ready to put in work, ready to get better. July 4th is right around the corner. Half the year is gone. Half the year is already gone. What have you done? What have you been doing? Have you been putting in work? What are you doing? Babe, you feel like you've been working this year yet?
Yeah, I feel like I've been working. I feel like there's been a lot of like blessings headed our way, a lot of opportunities, really big stuff happening with Boss Fest in general. So I know this year's conference is going to be amazing. We've had some amazing like headliners sign on to do the conference. So we've been in the works with that. Boss has been like, we've just been really like setting things up for success. So I think this has been a year of movement. Hopefully it's been the same for everyone else. I know a lot of the entrepreneur connections that we have around us, I've been seeing a lot of big boss moves. So I'm excited for everyone moving, shaking, and having success. I'm also excited for today's topic.
Today's topic, red flags or red capes, man. How do we come up with, how did this topic come about, babe? Because this is the one you brought to the table. How does this one come about?
I mean, let's be clear. I be feeling like I be coming with the topics. Like
you come with the topics.
I feel like I be coming with the topics. Like, let's just put that out there. But so I got this from my TikTok news.
TikTok news wins again.
Outlet for all things, you know, resourceful. But it actually came from B. Simone's podcast. And I think her podcast is called Let's Try This Again. I know we were able to see her last year, just a little background. She was on the podcast summit stage last year. So we were able to hear a little bit of her story where she had a podcast with one of her really good friends. And, you know, some things happened and it didn't really work out. So she decided to do a podcast with just herself. And she had gone through a lot of names. And I think she landed on, hey, let's just try this again. Like, so let's do this again. And that ended up being her podcast name. But for this particular episode, she was sitting down with another friend of hers. And, you know, TikTok gives you the clips. So if you haven't seen it, it's really just a friend talking to another friend saying, hey, I was going through some struggles and I now am on the other side of struggle, but I'm not going to lie and say, hey, you know, my friend having access to so many resources didn't make me feel a certain type of way because, you know, I see you giving those resources to other people. I don't know what made me different, but I didn't get that. But I understand that wasn't my journey. I had to get it, you know, I had to get it out of the mud myself. And then B. Simone kind of saying, other than her saying Jesus, because I've seen a lot of like, you know, memes with her saying Jesus. But anyway, her saying, you know, hey, I know you came up with an idea, you were successful, but I felt some type of way that the partnership wasn't with me in the first place. And so I kind of thought about that. And I was like, man, like in certain relationships, whether you talk about business, personal, friendships, like, are you the person with the red flags in that relationship? Or are you always having to be the superhero? Because I think there's two sides to every single story. And which one are you? And how often are you that person?
So red flags. And that's how we come up with the topic. Red flags or red cakes. So red flags, it's a flag on the play. We need to review it. We don't need to go. Red case, we Superman. We trying to save the day.
We are, yes. And I'm just going to say this for all my strong girlies. Like, before we really just get into topic, because I feel like sometimes I have to be the strong friend. Like, I'm a very sensitive person. But I don't think people who are not, like, directly in contact with me would really understand that. Because when I talk, like, my conversation is very direct. So I think, and this is just my perception, right? I think I have a way to articulate what I'm saying. But sometimes it comes off to people, maybe sometimes a bit abrasive. But I have a lot of feelings. And I feel like sometimes I always have to be, like, the strong friend or the strong person. And I almost feel like that person that always has to be strong is the person that, like, has a lot of feeling. It's like, man, I just want to say, before we even really get into what this topic is, man, check on your strong people. Because a lot of times those people who you think are the strongest that you can always call on and go through your problems, always lean on because X, Y, Z, a lot of times they be going through it. And sometimes it just helps to be like, hey, I see you. What do you need from me?
Man, listen, this being strong is not for the weak.
It's not for the weak at all.
I'm just reminded by a conversation I had with I had this weekend with some of my colleagues, and we're talking about, you know, positions we're in and how we're always looked upon to be like the problem solver. And I always find myself in that position, especially in my work environment, thinking that, man, I got to solve the problem. I got to fix it. I got to do this. I got to do that. And I realized, man, you know what, man? Sometimes I got to say, man, flag on the play. I can't do this stuff. I can't save every play. I can't save every situation. But in my attempt to try to be that problem solver, because I could recognize certain things or I've been through certain things, I find myself doing more damage to myself.
Hello. And,
And I'm trying to be better with it, right? Because I want to say no, but I don't know, do I have a good spirit? Like, I find myself saying yes to the wrong people. I find myself saying yes to the wrong people and no to the right people. What I mean by that is there's a lot of times when I probably should just say no. And these people, they ain't finna really bring me no value. It ain't really finna bring nothing to me. You know, and I'd be like, yeah, we can figure it out. We can do this. We can do this. And the people who I say no to are the ones who've been in my back, hold me down, my corner, especially my wife. So this gonna be an awakening, right? A lot of times, because I know my wife, she knows me. A lot of times I'll say no to things, or I'll say no to situations when I probably should be saying more yes to her than anyone else out there. Because I feel like, hey, man, you see us doing this. We're doing this together. So if we're doing this together, then you already know what we can and can't physically do. And sometimes I know you be looking at me like, man, just say yes. Like, I know this junk seems challenging, but I'm always seeing like I'm on the receiving end of the no's when I see other people who don't even put as much value as I do into you or to our brand, to our business, getting yeses out of you. And it sometimes feels unfair.
I can appreciate the fact that you're being transparent. And it comes back to like the red flags or the red cape, because when you play superhero to people, like think about the times where you said, like you say yes to the wrong people, how many times you put yourself in those situations to be the superhero for their situation, and there's no benefit to you. Whether it's a personal thing or it's a business thing, because I can think about business relationships and times where I should have said no, like I don't know how that aligns with my brand or where I'm trying to take my business in the future, but I still say yes. And then when you think about that, maybe let's say a month, whatever down the line, your yes actually turned out to do more damage to you than if you would have just said no to what that would have looked like. Because I've been in situations where I'm like, man, if I would have said no, then I wouldn't be in this particular situation. You wouldn't be able to tell this particular story and me end up being a bad guy, when knowing good and well that whatever that yes was didn't serve me in the first place. And like, I think that's a huge thing when you're trying to play superhero to someone. Sometimes you have to think, like, what is the benefit for me? And we talk a lot, like, I know on previous podcasts, we talk about, like, a use relationship. Because a lot of people will be like, well, wait, are you trying to, like, use a person for that? But you have to think on what those relationships look like, especially when you're talking about business. I mean, I don't even say relationships. Like, people are always looking to see what they're getting. And a good relationship is when you both benefit from something. If I give you this and you give me that, we both are getting something that we need so we both can be satisfied. In a lot of situations, I feel like I came out with a short end of the stick just because I should have said no and stopped trying to be, you know, Captain Super Saver, fill out the rest.
Fill out the rest. You know what? On that topic. So do you believe that saying no will prevent you from getting to the next yes? Because sometimes in business, they tell you all the time, like, hey, sometimes you got to hear no. They tell you that all the time, like, especially men in dating, like, man, you got to hear the no's. You got to accept the no's before you finally get to the yes. They say the same thing with business. Like, man, you only need to hear one yes, but you can hear 1,000 no's, but you just need to hear that one yes. Do you think it plays the same way in this topic?
So I'm going to say no. So I understand what we're saying because I teach that, right? Like in real life, I teach salespeople and I teach them how to be great salespeople. The reason why you tell someone that they got to hear the no's is because you're getting thick skin. Like if you're afraid of someone to shut you down, then you don't go after it. So it's kind of like the same thing in business. You don't put yourself out there. In business, you have to ask for the money. So if you're afraid to ask for the money because you're afraid of the no, then you just don't do that, so the business can't grow. That's essentially what you have to hear the no means. But in this particular thing, what I'm saying is, hey, you're saying too many yeses to where it's harmful to you. Like when I go back to say about the strong friend or the strong individual, it's because you said yes so much at a disservice to yourself. And it's not necessarily that you gotta, like, you know, go after it to hear the no, or let's say the other way around. This is really like you have to weigh out what works well for you. So the way I think of it as I'm trying to be a better individual and better business person is when I'm presented an opportunity, I need to take the opportunity back to my team. I need to see the pros and the cons and what really works well for my business before I can answer you. And then sometimes that is going to be, yes, I feel like how we can align ourselves well with whatever this is and it will work well for us. And sometimes I have to say, I appreciate the opportunity, but right now that's just not going to be the best thing for our brand. And I'm starting to do that more than just say yes. Because before it was like, hey, whatever it is, just say yes. Because the more you say yes, the more you put yourself out there, the more and more people are attracted to you. And that honestly, in my opinion, just is not the truth. The more you say yes, depending on what the opportunity is, it could be the more you're just being used.
So how do you recognize the red flags? Because I'm willing to put myself out there sometimes just to see if it's something I can do. Are you talking? Because I don't hear you. Uh-oh. I don't know. Maybe she's gone. Something happened with your audio. All right, so while Alina figures out her audio situation, I'm gonna pose it out there to everybody. Listen, what are those things that impact you that you feel like have caused you to get red flags? I don't hear you. Hold on now. We're working on the audio. Everything ain't perfect. We're gonna get this thing together. Typically, if we're in the same spot, I can fix it. But we in the same spot today. So, you know what? She can't blame me for the sound today. Unmute yourself. You're muted. It still show you muted. Now you unmuted. See, say something now.
Oh, can you hear me? Yeah, so the whole time I was blaming you for the sound.
Wow. See, I'm getting blamed for sound and I'm not even there.
Yeah, because I was like, man, you somewhere giving all you got to a 9 to 5. You should have said no when you said yes. And now the sound messed up. Literally, that's what I was saying.
See, damned if you do, damned if you don't. All right, so back on topic.
Yes, sir.
So what are some of the things that you've recognized that you used to think were good things in your business that have become red flags?
I feel like that's hard to say because some of the things that I used to think were good things, it really just depends on who's delivering those things to me, if I'm quite honest. Like, I don't want to say partnerships because I love a good partnership. And I now know in my business, it really depends on who that partner is, right? Mm. So that's Speak really on that. Huge. And because I've had partnerships and I've had people ask me, hey, if you do this, I'm going to do that. And then I never get the return in that. So it always depends on what that looks like and having those conversations. Because when we meet people, I like to talk about the honeymoon phase. And I do that a lot, like in my 9 to 5, because when you put like new leaders in positions and they're really excited about it and they're like, everybody loves me, the team loves me, the whatever it may be. I'm like, no, what this is the honeymoon phase. Like, it's all well and good when you first start. And that's how a partnership is. Like, you're in the honeymoon phase and I love this person. This person's bringing me all great information. But what happens when you reach a hiccup? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe the budget is off or the plan didn't go how it looked. Now you get to see what a person really is and how they maneuver in that. And that's what builds a long-standing partnerships, the long relationships. So I would say something like that, but it really just depends on that person. So the things that I do now that I would say are different. So it's not really like, what are the red flags? I almost want to say, who are the red flags for me? But it's getting to know that person, sitting down and setting boundaries or making rules or saying, hey, let me put the expectations all out there. And it's okay if you can't meet what I'm looking for. Then let's say now we can't meet it. So we can both end this and we can still speak when we go to the next, you know, event or the whatever. I've just had a lot of partnerships where people have been very excited to be a part of what this is or what it looks like. And if I talk about Boss Fest in particular, people think it's all fun. Like, they think it's a game. This isn't a game. Like, we don't play at Boss Fest. And like, if any of my committee, like, people are saying, like, yes, I'm a boss at the 9 to 5, because I feel like to be a business owner and to actually run a brand, you do have to be a really good leader. But what we do is we get to work. So when people tell me, hey, you know, I want to be a part of what y'all are doing, I don't think they realize, like, there's work behind this. Like, sometimes we're meeting every week and we're trying to figure it out. Like, it's not just like, oh man, we play, you know, we go out to eat, we set up a little event and, you know, some people, like, they cool and they say, oh, that was amazing. No, that's the end result of all the work that went behind months and months to get to that point. So I know that was a long answer for a short question.
It was your answer.
It's who are my red flags? And
who are your red flags?
Yep.
you know what? I don't necessarily know. I don't necessarily look at people as red flags. Some people can be red flags to me, but I'm starting to realize there are certain things that we should not touch. Like, but it's tricky, right? In our business, we need to pay attention to politics, but we don't need to be political, right? Because politics will allow for us, like, it can be an impact on your brand and what you can do in that business in those areas and things like that. You need to know certain things, but you don't want to get too deep in the political side where now you're commenting on everything, but now people seeing you from either you extreme right or extreme left or anything like that. Like, and if you try to just say, hey man, I have this view, but I see things this way and things like
I disagree with you.
Oh, you disagree. Why you disagree?
So I feel like it depends on the person. So I know I'm saying a lot of like people answers, right? But it depends on the person. I'll tell you why I think that. So in this last election, and of course, these are my views. These are not the views of Boss Fest as a whole.
Not the views of Boss Fest, not the views of Kevin. That's her views. Let's go.
But in the last election, I do feel like people made a lot of decisions and they could have been racially charged. They could have even been... like, you know what I'm saying, like not wanting to vote for a female or whatever that looks like. But I don't necessarily get into politics a lot. And obviously, you know that about me. But I do stand on business and things I believe in. And in the last particular election, there were a few things that I was able to see, like people who were, let's say, like hardcore one way, decided that it was okay to comfort someone about something they couldn't change about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're talking about Kamala, she's a woman and she identifies as a Black woman. Like, those are things that you can't change. Like, we became not talking about the politics of it all, but we started attacking the individual. And I've always been a person that I love to be around people who think differently, because I think maybe I'll learn something from that person and it allows me to be open-minded. At least, you know, that's what I think. But those are things that I cannot change about me. And that's being a Black woman. I will be that for my entire life. And I pride myself on raising another strong Black woman. So those things for me, if we're saying like drawing a hard line, we're a complete hard line. So it wasn't necessarily about the politics, but it was about how people were making it. And in this particular election, so that I can bring it home, I was okay on standing on business because regardless of the politics, I stand in this. I stand with the percent of Black women who voted for the Black woman, and that's regardless of how other people take that. So most times I wouldn't be like, hey, I'm going to be, you know, involved in politics, but this time it was personal.
See, that's the thing about politics. Politics can take you into a personal place, right? And sometimes that ain't good for business. Business isn't supposed to be personal, but you
business
need to
is personal.
It's personal business, but they say this ain't personal. This is business. That's why people can cut off family members and friends.
No, but that's a scapegoat for people to say it's
what you mean?
Is business. Because think about the things, the decisions that you make, and any business owner that gets to hear our voice, I really just want you to think about the decisions you make. It's very easy to say, hey, this isn't personal, this is business, but tell me how many times do you go, you know what, I'm going to give this Black business a few dollars. Like, you don't know them, but that's a personal decision that you want to do. When I interview someone and I say, hey, you know, do you have the right fit? I can go through five people who fit all the checks about do they have the right fit for that position. But the one that I choose is the one that I feel like goes best with my team and my personality. That takes, hey, I'm looking at the business aspect, but I'm choosing on a personal level. The people that sell well under me because of the directive and they work well with my personality. That's a personal decision that I just made behind that. So I feel like to say, hey, you got to take the personal out of the business is not true. A lot of times when we go with different vendors, yes, they can do the work. We've checked them off on the business side. And then we decide based on the personal.
Yeah, I disagree. Because we have been in we've had personal relationships with people who can do things within our business and our brand.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, they may see us a certain type of way, now they're elevating their price to a point that doesn't make sense. But they're not basing it off of their business. They're basing it off of their personal belief of where they think we stand and in a financial place, right?
It's so been you don't a lot think of that you're now proving a point for me? They made a decision based on personal.
Right, but then we had to make a decision based off business. Because like, we might have had a relationship with this person. Personal would have been, if we would have kept it that way, like we were like, we have a personal relationship. We just going to do the business to figure it out. No, this doesn't make sense from a business aspect. Your price is something that doesn't make sense. It is so egregious. That's a different
thing, because what you're talking about is now they've possibly priced themselves out of being...
that's business. That ain't personal.
Being unreasonable. Like, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm still in that situation, that person made a personal decision in their business because of something they thought. We came together and we still said on a personal level, we like them, but hey, we have to decide this way. What I'm saying is business is not always just black and white. There are personal things because we are humans. We are individuals. So you can't say, hey, I can't take the thought out of it. That's like saying taking the emotion out of everything that you do. Everything has some level of human touch involved in it.
I'm not denying that. What I am saying is that when we allow too much personal to get involved, it can definitely cripple the business. And I know that we make a lot of personal, we make a lot of business decisions based off personal emotions or preferences and things like that. The same example you gave about hiring people in your place and things like that, I do the same thing. For me, it doesn't matter about anyone's race or religion or sexual preference, anything like that. Do you work well with me? Can you deal with direction from Kevin Butler, who is who he is? And I give people exactly who I am in whatever interview process. Hey, this is who I'm not changing this person. I have seen success through this. So to me, it doesn't make sense for me to change it if it's been successful. Can you match what I need, especially if I'm the one that's in charge, if I'm the leader? And I know I understand that from that personal side where you say, hey, I'm going to get what I need is going to match me, because there might be somebody who has a great sales background, right? But they don't mesh well with you. They may have a problem with reporting to a black female, or they may have a problem with reporting to a female. So you know what? Even though you may be this great salesperson, I could tell from our interactions that you know what? Maybe we won't mesh well together. So I need to find a better candidate. Maybe they may not be as qualified as you or as good as you on paper. But I believe that I can train them and develop them in the way I need to, because they're not already coming to this with some preconceived notions. So I'm just.
No, so on that aspect, I definitely, like, we're pretty much saying the same thing. I like my teams to be very diverse because that's who we are as people. But the one thing that they have to have in common is that they work well with me. Essentially, yes, I feel like there's some human aspect in all of it. I just feel like when you're talking about politics, some people got very, take your feelings out of it. And I'm like, you're saying take your feelings out of it while you have yours all intertwined into it. And sometimes I just feel like that's a cop-out. So I wanted to really explain what that looks like, or a way to antagonize, you know, people of the opposite think process than you. But when we go back to talking about like the red flags and then the red capes, I want to admit, and outside of business, I just have a hard time noticing sometimes the red flags. Like, I think if we're talking in relationships, no, never mind. I have a hard time when you're talking about personal relationships noticing the red flags.
When you're talking about personal relationship, noticing the red flags, have you become better at noticing them?
No, so I can notice the red flags for someone else in their situation. You know, that friend that's like, girl, he got this and he got that. Like, I can notice that for you. But when you're talking about regular type relationships, I will say I don't think I'm as open as a person as I can be because I'm not as trusting from, you know, like other people. And I think that's because I try to give a lot and I don't notice the red flags when I should.
Gotcha. So
I think we've talked about it before. Like sometimes an over giver, like I was in this relationship, like I was dating this guy and he had said like something like, you know, buy me some tennis shoes or whatever and we can go on a date. And somewhere in my mind, I thought that was a cool thing to do to like go buy the tennis shoes for the guy. But what I should have said was, this is a red flag. Like who asked you to do such ridiculous things? But I don't always notice those to be red flags. So you use that as like an example.
Wait. You can't use that as a red flag. If it benefited you for 20 something years.
No, I don't know how it benefited me.
You
what
don't?
What I'm telling you is...
You so flashing a ring across your finger. You know what? I digress.
What I'm telling you is...
Woosah.
Think about the particular situation. You're talking to someone. You just meet them. Y'all in the honeymoon phase. And it's like, hey, you know, I'm feeling you. And the guy is like, hey, let's go out. But in order for me to go out with you... I need you to buy me these Reebok Classics. So, y'all, I don't know.
That ain't what happened.
Why
is you even prefacing? Like, that ain't what happened. See, if you're going to tell the story, please tell it right.
I am telling the story right.
You're not.
When people are listening to the story, I want them to understand. Like, I am literally putting myself out there. I don't always notice the red flags. I feel like in today's world where women don't even want people to take them to Cheesecake Factory, I'm over here like, hey, oh, we're going to go on a date? Let me go get these Reeboks so, you know, like, we could go out. Like, that just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Wow. I'm going to use a word I would probably never use again. I am flabbergasted. Like, what is this? What? How did we get here? Like,
no, so I'm being transparent and I'm saying like, I don't always notice the red flags, especially when you're talking personal relationships. Like, I think I do a really good job of handling the business side of things and starting to realize those things in business. But when you talk about the personal aspect of things, not so great. So sometimes you have to know those things about yourself. And I'm thinking about this particular situation and I'm like, hey, the me that has grown, would I have bought this guy some Reebok Classics to go out on a date? Like, that just does not make sense to me. But back then, I'm saying, hey, that was a red flag, and you just let that one go straight over your head.
You know what? It ain't even your point of trying to debate that one. What we will say is, at the end of it all, you seem to be the victor, but we'll move on. I'm pretty sure you'll find a way to say you ain't, but we'll move on. So even though you was, I guess you're saying that you was the red cape in that situation, you saved the day or you saved the relationship, whatever it was.
I don't know, because when you don't notice red flags, you can't necessarily say that you're the person in that scenario wearing the cape, because you could be the person just falling down a rabbit hole because the red flags were there, and now you're in a messed up situation that you can't get yourself out of.
Some things are tests. So you know what? Let's stay there. Because I believe some things are tests to see where your commitment level is, and other things are things to, you know, try to take advantage of you and manipulate and use you. So I think...
So are you saying, like, this is a test, like... you got to pass this test for greater to come type of thing?
No. Since we brought me up in this example, there were tests, there were things that I had endured even in that little bit of time before we met, like transitioning to trying to date and be with people, where people took advantage of me, right? My kindness, my innocence, my ability to trust what they said. And because of that, I found myself hardened, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to play that game again. So what I said was, I'm going to see if somebody really cares about me first. And that just happened to be something I said in the moment. Was that really something I expected? So no.
You are literally still trying to save yourself from a situation about you asking somebody to buy some Reebok Classics. Like that.
Man, if you say Reebok right Classics now. One more time.
But it was Reebok Classics. Like, I don't understand.
I found the cheapest shoe in the world. It was like,
with
hey,
the
man.
With the bubble gum bottom. Is that, no, is it a peanut butter bottom? What is it called? Peanut butter bottom?
You know what? I'm done with the conversation. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am sorry that I put you through that trauma. I did not chat. Listen. Boss Fest family, I'm going to apologize to her right now. I did not know that she was still holding on that trauma for 20 plus years. I am sorry. I did not know that them Reebok Classics was hunting your dreams.
Let me just speak for all the Geminis as we just had, you know, our moment in time. I am not going to forget anything, especially any scenario where I wasn't like on top and like I wasn't a victor of the scenario. But I do want to go back to you saying like sometimes we're given tests, because like that resonated with me, because I feel like I'm currently in a season, and I've said this before, where I am being tested. Like it feels like there's something like greater about to happen. Like who's ever been in a situation where you see things playing out, but so many things are happening around you that you're like, man, there has to be something that is about to be amazing on the other side of this.
Is it something going to be amazing, or are you going to keep fighting through the challenges to finally get to what amazing looks like? I think people feel like, you know, people aren't built for struggle anymore. That's what I've noticed. And the hiring process in this corporate space that I operate in, people think they are deserving of things before they've been tested.
Ooh.
And I don't know if it's the generation. I don't just know if it's the time and era. But I thought it was like a younger generation that was doing it. But I see more and more of the older generation starting to gravitate to that mindset or that belief. Like, ah, man, you ain't even proved yourself, but you think you deserve something. I literally look around and see tons and tons of people come through my business and things of that nature. And they automatically assume that they're going to get the best of something, that they're going to, like, their stuff is going to be easy. And then when they get tested a little bit, it's like, wait. Oh, this ain't what I thought was going to happen. Like, wait, you didn't think when you got a job that you was going to have to work? Like, who does that now?
But is work, like, really the test? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can agree with you that sometimes people are expecting the reward without the test, because that's the biggest thing. Everybody want to be famous, but nobody want to put the work in. So of course everyone wants the reward without going through the fire to get there, but people expect to be able to do the bare minimum. And I think like that's huge when you're talking about red flags or red capes, because like that's a major red flag when you don't want to put the work in to get where you have to, like where you want to go, because people are looking for the handout. And like that part I see in business all the time, like that's the reason why people gravitate to, you know, the people driving the Ferraris or whatever it is, because they just want the end result. But they don't want to gravitate to the people they see putting the work in every day. Like the people you should gravitate to is the ones you see getting it out of the mud, out of the grind, because they're probably going to be the ones that aren't going to gatekeep and help you get there. The ones in the fancy cars and the flashing, like whatever, they're not going to help you do anything. Their goal is just to keep the image up.
Mm. You know, that's a true red flag. Listen, you know what? People, every time you see someone, but let's go ahead and put this out there. It's going to probably sting a little bit. It's going to probably set some people off. But if someone is always trying to show you the shiny version of them, they dirty as hell. If anything they do and they show you through social media, through things like that, if it's always shiny and sparkly and everything like that, man, they are dirty as hell. You just don't know what the dirt is and what it looks like. And I show people exactly who I am, so that way there is no mistaking. You cannot say, you know what? He didn't show me that. And I realized that might have kind of put red flags on the brand a little bit, because I believe in integrity. People talk about being people talk about having integrity and believing in integrity, but they allowed it. Listen, to make themselves seem bigger than what they are. Ooh, but they'll sell you a wet dream quick. Oh man, we doing it like this and we doing it like that, and we in this place and we in that place. Like, man, if you really doing that, that's great. Are you really making those moves? That's great. But is it that way all the time? And the more I get involved with different people and I start digging deeper and stuff, I find out the most genuine people are the ones who remain humble, the ones who ain't out here flashing every time they get on social media. So to me, that's one of my biggest red flags today, that anytime you on social media and you always shining, nah. Show me your grind a little bit. Show me your sweat. Show me you got a little dirt on you. You went out here and you had to put in some real work. Because a lot of people think make you think they really got it. Like, they're out here living on
me. That's a huge revelation to say in yourself, because when just talking about the podcast piece of this, when we first started a podcast, you saying like, hey, I didn't know I wanted to be in this entrepreneur space, or I didn't know I wanted to be on a podcast, and people getting to see you work and learn through it, that's just huge to be able to say, this is where I am now. So kudos to you.
But think about that. How many people would send comments or reach out and have a conversation with either one of us and be like, who really want to follow somebody like him who's talking about he don't really want to do it, or he's unsure and things of that nature? Just normal human emotions that people go through in business. Remember, we're not serial entrepreneurs yet. We have seen the benefits of entrepreneurship.
Well, I don't know if you're going to categorize that. We probably are serial entrepreneurs, but what we're saying is, okay, like we are the get it out the mud, the grassroots, the discover it, no having no one to show you the path, but figuring it out. And the whole purpose of what we do is, hey, we just took the long way, the hard road, the throw your money out and not understand, you know, what the end result is, the get it out of faith. Any other thing you can think of in entrepreneurship, but you don't have to be, because we did.
You don't have to throw your money away like we did. Listen, if you're going to go into this business space, here's some of the steps that you can avoid. The destination is there. We understand what the destination is, but you ain't got to take this long route that we took. Just follow the information, follow the brand, and we're going to show you, hey, man, that was a pitfall over there. Will it be a pitfall for you? We don't know. It depends on what your brand is and what you're trying to get to. But for us, we saw that there were some opportunities there. This is what happened. Can you avoid them? Can you maximize in those spaces? But that's what I try to do with anyone who comes across us in anything we do. Like, so we was at the Entrepreneur Shift
Saturday before last.
We got an opportunity. Shout out to Benny Jesse Jr. for reaching out to the Boss Fest family and seeing if we wanted to do it. It was a great partnership linking up with them. Getting exposed with the city of Haines City a little bit in that endeavor. But we understood that we had 2 weeks to try to put together a Boss Fest event. No staffing, everybody, like I say, if we got time to do it, we can make it look awesome. But we knew we was going to walk into that with opportunities. And the one thing we knew is that, man, whatever happens, red flags or red capes, we're going to make this thing do it, and we're going to make it shake. And I want to say, in those moments, while I seen the live and I seen the engagement online, I seen the viewership and that stuff, like, the fact that the people who are on the stage built instant connections and started working immediately after that event. Yeah. That's the reason why we do these things, because these people would have never met if we didn't put that platform together. If that gentleman didn't reach out to us and say, hey, do you want to do it? If we didn't say yes, like, we had 1,000 reasons to say no. Hey, man, you know, the timing is too short.
We didn't have anybody in the team that was available. It was Father's Day weekend or something like that.
It was Father's Day weekend, Juneteenth celebrations. Everybody doing a million celebrations for Juneteenth this weekend. It was so many things happening that it would have been easy for us just to say, nah, we ain't gonna do it. But we said yes. And that's what entrepreneurship is. That's what though trying to put on that red cape in that moment.
And I want to preface that because I definitely want to say that was a red cape moment for the brand. But when we talked about earlier about those opportunities, that was one of those opportunities where you take down and you write and you figure out, hey, how does this look for my brand? Is this the right position to be in? These are the obstacles that I'll have. And then how do I overcome them? Because like I'm speaking truthfully when I say I'm not just saying yes to everything that comes across. I'm being very intentional. Is I've let people in full transparency be a part of the committee, get close to us. And I realized a lot of those things, like some of that information, just being a part of what we do, they were able to take back and it provided no benefit to me or the brand. All it did was hurt me when a yes should have been a no. But not to take away your momentum in that, I just wanted to say, and thinking about that entrepreneurship, when Benny came to us and he said, hey, I prayed on this and something told me that BossFest could deliver. And I said, hey, Kevin, not only should we deliver, we should make sure the connections in that room are powerful. The people there, like, I want people to be able to connect with those people on the stage as well. If this is their first time ever, whether they catch that live stream or they walk through Haines City and they see these people, I want them to understand this is what Polk County has to offer. And I think we did that. So kudos to that event. Again, thank you to Benny. If you didn't catch it, you can catch that live stream on YouTube at BossFest. And I think Benny does have some pictures and things up on his social media, on his Facebook as well. But okay, back to you. My bad.
Hey, man, you know, you do your thing. Do your thing. I'm just trying to live. Honestly, I'm trying to live in my red cape moments now. Like I said, there's a lot of things I now recognize as red flags. They used to be appealing to me. Like the shiny, the glitz, the glamour. Like, oh my God, is it real? And I would give it true value. I'm one of those people I'm one of those people who used to say, you know what? Until I know for sure, I'm going to believe what you say. Right? If you tell me this is yours and you building it, I believe you until the information comes to me that is not yours. I now live in a space where, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but now I'm fact checking just to confirm that, hey, what you're telling me is true, because me giving it to you on face value may put me and my brand in a bad space or put my business in a bad place, because now I'm trusting you and there's no real doubt of the support that you really is doing the things you're doing. So I'm learning how to recognize red flags better, I guess. You know what? I know I'm going to go back on this a little bit. Bae, I don't even think they make Reeboks no more, but I'm going to buy you some Reebok classics. So that way we can move on.
Reeboks?
I'm just saying. I just want to make sure I put that out there. I'm buying you some Reebok classics. I don't want to live in that space.
And it's crazy that you ended up back there.
I'm just saying. It's messing with my spirit.
Well, it's something that happened. So, I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. That's what happened. That's how the story goes. Yeah. But I do think that you are noticing red flags a lot better now. And something that you said, like fact-checking people, because there are a lot of people, and I don't even want to say like locally, like social media is a fake place, and people should understand
it was,
that.
It was so fake.
But so many people look very shiny, and it looks like they have it all together. And we were able to learn firsthand just by trying to do grants for other people that people look like they will have it all together, and they really don't. So you have to fact check when you're talking about, you know, getting your business involved with someone else. And it's okay to fact check. And like I said, you know, take it back to the drawing board and write out your pros and cons and whatever that looks like. And if it's a red flag, it's okay to say no. And that's the biggest thing that I'll say I'm learning for me is it's the nose, you know what I mean? They're more powerful. And a lot of times I felt like when somebody told me no, it was a rejection. And I put that on my social media today. Delayed does not mean denied. And sometimes that no for me was saving me from something that I didn't need to be involved in. So I'm accepting all the yeses and the nos because they're just redirection for where my brand needs to be. And this year, my brand is doing some major things. I've had some people say, hey, I see you. And I didn't even realize I was on stage for them to see me. So I appreciate it all. And I accept all that that is.
You know what? It's amazing. You make that statement. Personal, on a personal note. So
if you say something about the Reeboks.
No, I'm over that.
Okay.
So I'm talking about the brand and being recognized, right?
Okay.
So yesterday, my oldest nephew reached out to me. I ain't talked to him about like a year or so. And, you know, he was asking me, you know, Unc, what's going on? I know we ain't spoken in a while, just checking and seeing how you doing. Because every time I was calling his old number, it was just wrong. So he gave me his new number and everything. The very next thing out of his mouth was, man, I see y'all bossing up. How can I be with Boss This? I'm like, wait, what?
That's funny.
It's crazy to me. So I'm like, okay. I said, what you talking about? Yeah, Unc, man, I'm trying to work on this. I'm working on that, man. I know you and Auntie, y'all can help me out. And I know y'all can build a brand. Y'all can help me build something. I'm trying to build something with this truck and stuff. I said, man, hey, we'll see what we got to do. Help you out as best we can. So then he's like, hey, I'm going to Uncle Chris' house. So he's going to my cousin's house. My cousin getting the dang car. I said, oh, that's Kevin. Hey, I see you bossing up, boy. Boss Fest. I'm like, wait a minute. Ain't even think you country Negroes even got internet out there. How the hell you? But it was just that thing to, you know, for me to recognize, you know what, man? A lot of people see the energy. They see the noise. They see the brand. They silent about it. And sometimes when you're looking at these views, I realize more people try to hide their views, try to hide them watching you than actually click on the link and say, oh, man, I'm physically watching you. Like, there's so many times I'm like, man, damn, man, are we really getting engagement? Then I turn the live off and go look. I'm like, God dang, when did that many people get on? I ain't see them numbers like that. So
have you been somewhere where someone repeated something that you said? And I'm like, wait, I think I said that. But it's definitely one of those things that I want to say, like, I noticed it when we were in Atlanta the last time and I thought we were sneaking out of a building and somebody said, hey, wait, let me give you a hug. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. But the point of that is it's when you get it out the mud, it's not going after, you know, like the shiny thing. There is work in this thing called entrepreneurship. And the connections that you build, and people think, like, I guess we just say that, like, when you say collaboration over competition, or you say, you know, get in the room, like, it's not because it's a cool thing to say, it's the things that take you to the next level. And the connections that I want to build in this season, I want them to be of quality connection. Because before I thought I just had to be around people. Now I know it's the right people that get me to the right place. Because everyone that you are connected to does not mean well for you. And the people, and I've said this before, the people that I want to be around me, I want them to speak about me in rooms that I'm not in, and that I am going to do the same for them, because we believe in the work. Not that you believe on leveling up because of the work that I'm doing. And there's a difference.
It's definitely a difference. I know we're getting around to that time. So before we close this thing out, I just want to say, listen, to everybody out there listening, half of the year is already gone. What have you learned in this first half? Did you pay attention to the red flags? Did you correct them? Did you... When you put on your red cape moments, did you have those opportunities to really showcase what you needed to do and build on it, right? A lot of times I find myself reflecting in these moments, like right now. These are my reflection moments. I do it at quarters. I do it at halves. You know, like, hey, am I moving the way I want to move? And sometimes I see the momentum and I find myself faltering a little bit, but like, I realize I gotta put some check marks out there. I gotta put some check stations out there. All right, man, this is the time I reflect. So everybody out there, Half the year is gone. You see, those people who said they were starting a business, where are you at? Did you start it? Did you build it? If you haven't started, you haven't built it, listen, do it now. Wait until tomorrow.
Can you do it now?
Tomorrow. We everybody say tomorrow ain't guaranteed. I'm not going to say tomorrow ain't guaranteed. What I'm going to say is if you keep looking for tomorrow, you're never going to get there. You're never going to reach tomorrow.
Look, I'm going to steal somebody else's slogan and say done is better than perfect. And I know a lot of times we want to step out on perfection and we want people to see the best quality work, but it keeps us stagnant. Get out there, put the work in, do it, perfect it later, tweak it, do what it has, you know, make it do what you need it to do. We're literally showing the entrepreneurship journey in real time. And it is messy sometimes. It is hard. As being your partner, not only in life and business, like there are disagreements in business. There are times we got to sit down and go through the budget. This thing is not easy, but it's worth it. And when you think about what's happening in the economy and in the world today, you need to have your own plan. And I'm not saying you got to leave your 9-to-5. I'm not preaching for people to go straight in entrepreneurship. I don't think everyone should be in entrepreneurship. But can we all have a side hustle? Can we all get to the money so that that way we don't have to struggle? We can. And just step out on faith.
Just remember, figure out that one thing that you do well. You only have to be great at it. Something that you do well that other people will pay for you to do it. It's a lot of things out there, and we're moving more into a society where people want to focus on their business, their work, their family, and the extracurricular. All that other stuff that people used to do all the time, they allocating that stuff out. There's more and more people out here cutting yards than ever before, because even though we can go buy a lawnmower, ain't nobody trying to cut that yard. Forget that. Hey, they building more and more car washes. At one point in time, they were destroying car washes because everybody was like, man, I can go wash my car at the house. Now they putting them things up everywhere. Every day, it's a new car wash going up. Why is that? Because you know what? People are like, man, I don't want to be somewhere in my yard for 30, 40 minutes really trying to clean this car. Let me run it through this damn car wash. Let me vacuum it out for 15 seconds. And I'm in and out of this place in a good 15, 20 minutes. I'm cool with that, right?
Selling us on getting a car wash?
If it makes sense, it makes sense. But all I'm saying is that, listen, before we wrap it up, half the year's done. What are your red flags? Reflect on them. What are your red cape moments? Build on them. And, hey, if you got something going on out there in the community that sounds good, that can be a benefit to both you and the Boss Fest brand, reach out to us. Send us information. You can send it out, put it in our you can DM us, or you can hit us up on our website at www.bossfest.com.
Boss-fest.com.
Boss-fest.com. Or the email at bossfest01@gmail.com. Listen, we love to hear from you. We love to build communities. We love to build something. I am happy
that we are back in the building. Listen, if you want to be on the Boss Fest podcast, definitely DM us. I know Kevin was going to wrap us up. I want y'all to also save the date. October 5th, it is going down. Like, we are going to get you guys set for the fourth quarter. Look, we are about to start launching some big information. Like, we got the speakers coming to the stage. Like, we have been putting our work in. Save the date because it's about to be live. Hey, we're about to go on another hiatus. So, you know what? Yeah.
Pay attention to the hiatus. It's personal and it's business. Hey, sometimes
we are trying to make moves, and we want everybody to be successful. And it is all about uplifting each other. So that's all I got. Save the date, October 5th. Until next Wednesday.
Hey, till next week, Wednesday. We out.
Peace.
Peace.